Next on News for the Soul, Inspiration to Creation with Nina Amir. Nina is known as the Inspiration to Creation Coach. She's an intuitive transformational catalyst who elevates consciousness by reminding you who you are, a spiritual being having a physical experience. She'll inspire you to rethink your limiting beliefs, rise to your potential, and become a powerful creator who can live a human life that feeds your soul. Please welcome Nina Amir back to News for the Soul.
Hello, and welcome to the Inspiration to Creation Show. I hope you're having an inspiring day so far, wherever you are, and that you're creating the things that matter the most to you. It's a great day to get inspired and create something soul-aligned, wouldn't you agree? So let's get in spirit and create something amazing as inspired creators. I'm super excited about today's show. It's the second part to the episode I shared 2 weeks ago about creating what matters. I offered a masterclass called Create What Really Matters to You, which was all about implementing what I call the inspired creation method. In my last episode, I shared some of what was in that masterclass, the first pillar of this method. And today, I want to continue sharing that information. My last show was pre-recorded, and I have a few questions from that session. I haven't forgotten, and I'm going to answer those at the end, but I do have them here. I promise I'm going to answer them. And please do call in or email questions to me. I always try to leave time to answer them. Occasionally, I don't have enough time, but usually I do. So if you have questions about or would like to be coached on today's topic, which is create what really matters to you, part two, please call or write in. I'd love for you to call in so that we can chat. I really don't bite. And while the email questions are good, as I always say, they don't allow me to tap into your energy or have a conversation with you. Anyway, you know the drill. Call in by dialing 646-595-4274. Or email on the air at tellus.net, T-E-L-U-S.net. And all that information is at newsforthesoul.com. So let's start creating, shall we? Specifically, let's create what matters to us. You are a creator. To create what matters, you need to become an inspired creator. At least that's my thought on the topic. So the basic premise is that I want to stress is that you are a creator. You are a creator with a spark of divinity within you. In Judaism, it's taught that the only thing we can know about God or source or all that is, excuse me, it's allergy season here. Anyway, the only thing we can know about God or source or all that is that this force is creative. And we were created in this metaphorical image, so we are creative. According to psychology, your thoughts are linked to your feelings and actions. And when you alter your thoughts, your world begins to shift. Nothing is pre-planned or predetermined. You are the architect of your own fate and reality. You create it. And when you step into being a creator, when that becomes your identity, you suddenly have the personal power and freedom to create whatever really matters to you. And what matters is different for each person. But the thing that really matters likely stem from some sort of spiritual nudge or intuitive hit or calling or passion or whisper from the still small voice. And that's why you want to be an inspired creator. Because when you get inspired, that's your soul or spirit talking to you, saying, hey, pay attention. This is the thing or the experience we want you to create now. This is for your highest good. This is your path, your destiny, if you will. And when you listen to that message and act on it, you create what matters to you, what matters to your soul, to the essence of who you are, and you begin to create a life filled with things that matter, things and experiences based on soul guidance. And so you feed your soul. You create a life you love. It's not about creating all sorts of things that really don't matter. So, you know, I could say a car isn't important, but maybe it allows you to go to the business you created, and the business matters to you. But the car is just a way to get somewhere where you do your life's work, right? You could say the same about money. Yeah, money matters, but it matters even more if you're using it to help your hubby retire or to promote your books or travel the world because you value new experiences and freedom. So it's not just the money, but what you can, what it can do for you. Like you could contribute to charities, right? And so, sorry, something weird just happened on my computer. So anyway, I want to just reiterate what I mean by a creator, because if you didn't listen to my last episode, then, you know, then it's important, first of all, that you go back and listen to it, but I want you to make sure you have all the terminology and that sort of thing. But there was a ton of foundational information in the last episode related to creating what matters to you. So go back and listen to it. Anyway, what is a creator? A creator is someone who creates, usually by bringing something new or original into being. Okay? So what's an inspired creator? I've talked about this some, but it's always worth repeating. It's someone who creates when inspired or spiritually guided. And so what I began teaching you in the last episode is how do you become an inspired creator? And that is what I call the inspired creation method. And it has three pillars: creator mind, aligned expression, and inspired action. When you have all three of these, you will have inspired creations. And those are the things you create, right? The inspired, I often call them inspired results. They're your creations. The last episode, we talked about creator mind. This time, we're going to talk about aligned expression and, hopefully, if we have enough time, inspired action. And I really believe that being an inspired creator and using the inspired creation method is the most effective way to access your inherent God-given ability to create what matters to you in an intentional, authentic, and soul-aligned manner. Okay, so as I said, we discussed creator mind last time. Today we're going to talk about the second two pillars. First, though, in case you didn't hear my last episode, as I said, I want to make sure we're all on the same page, so I'm going to recap a few main topics that I covered. So first, your values are what really matter to you. What you value is what you want to create, right? And so when you create what matters to you, you change the quality of your life. You create an authentic, soul-aligned life that you love. But, you know, how often do you think about the things that you value and want to create? Do you even really know what you value? Because very often it's subconscious. And so if you do know your values, how often do you think about them? 1 to 2 seconds a day or week? Can you think about the things that are important to you and that you want to create? Are you sure you want to create those things, that you value them? Are you committed to creating them? Or are you blaming or making excuses for why you can't have them? Like, you don't have enough time, money, you're afraid. We discussed that your mind gets in the way. You're not following your intuition or spiritual guidance because your mind says it's scary, right? It's basically just saying, this is not okay, it's scary. So doubt stops you, fear stops you, and your identity stops you. I'm not someone who can create what matters, you might be telling yourself in your mind, whatever that is, you know, or you're saying to yourself, I'm not someone who's a creator. Who am I to think I'm a creator? Well, Marianne Williamson would say, who are you not to be a creator? Do you remember her quote? Well, I do. And I'm going to read it to you because it's worth repeating in the context of what we're talking about. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us, not just in some of us, it's in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So who am I to be a creator? Well, who are you not to be a creator? But you might be thinking, what will others think if I demonstrate that it's possible to create what matters to me? Will they feel intimidated and insecure? Will they leave me, think I'm weird? And what about that power? If I discover I can create, what might I do with that power? Would I do something bad or would I do something good? Well, you are powerful beyond measure. And you could continue blaming circumstances, but you already realize that circumstances don't matter if you decide they don't matter. They matter if you think they do. And you have that choice. You could continue blaming circumstances to say, you know, my time, my money, my health, whatever, you know, does not matter. I'll create it anyway. So I said that in a very confusing way. So you have the voice. You could continue blaming circumstances, but you know that that's not going to help you, right? So you can instead say, time, money, health, whatever, it doesn't matter because I can create anyway. I'm a creator. I can create different circumstances that make it possible to create what matters to me. If I created this, I can create something different. If you don't come from that powerful place, you're a victim of your circumstances. You've given away your power to things outside you, time, money, whatever. So it's time to take back your power. Use your creative power to create what matters to you, or what matters for the greater good of all. You are a creator, and you know you have that choice. We use that power to create what really matters to you, or continue finding excuses not to do that. As Marianne Williamson said, playing small does not serve you. It really doesn't, and it doesn't serve anyone else either. When you create, you demonstrate the power within all of us, and you impact others in the world. Why? Because you're a good role model. When you're creating, you show other people it's possible. And when you don't play big, when you don't use that power, are you really serving others or yourself? I know you're not giving your authentic gifts to the world. So you're playing big and creating what matters actually impacts everyone you touch and ripples out to impact the world. You raise consciousness. You become a difference maker. We're all one. And what you do impacts the whole. So raise your consciousness level to that of being a creator, and you impact collective consciousness. All right, well, I kind of have digressed a bit. So let me go back and just say that in the last episode, I shared that if you're creating the things that matter to you, you will create a life you love. If you aren't creating the things you value, you're going to dislike or even hate your life. Right? The quality of your life and how you feel about it are clear indications of whether or not you're creating what matters. Now, I also talked about why you don't create what matters to you, a topic we've discussed here on this show before, and why you do that even though you're a creator. And I talked about the need to take responsibility for your creations, whether they were wanted or unwanted. Now, remember, blame and excuses make you a victim of circumstance, and victims have no power. A lot of people don't want to be called victims. I was talking to somebody just yesterday, and he really took offense when I said you're being a victim. But victims have no power. And if you have no power, that means you have no power to change your circumstances, right? So victimhood puts you in that place. So what does victimhood look or sound like? Sounds like you're saying it's his fault. I can't do that because I was born with this physical issue. I can't create what matters because my partner won't let me. I was abused as a child, and therefore I'm afraid of doing X, Y, or Z. Or I have ADHD, and I'm not organized enough. I can't focus long enough to write a book. My job takes up all my time, so I can't create what matters. That's what it sounds like, to be a victim of your circumstance. But stand in your identity as a creator, and you can create new circumstances you like more and that allow you to do and create what matters to you. And that's the goal. I am a creator, so I can create new circumstances and what matters to me. That's where I want you to stand, in that identity. But that requires taking responsibility for all of it. If you're only responsible some of the time or for some things, then you're only a creator some of the time. And you already realize that's not true. I also stressed in the last episode that you're creating all the time, but you aren't always creating what matters to you. And we covered the fact that the main thing in your way is you. Specifically, your human self doesn't listen or take action on your spiritual guidance, mostly because your brain protects you and dictates your current identity. And your current identity keeps you stuck creating what doesn't matter and what you don't want. And to change that, you have to adopt the identity of creator and become an inspired creator. Remember that your current identity is based in the past and keeps you stuck in the past, creating from old programming and from who you were or what happened to you and the thoughts and beliefs and stories that came out of that. And that's all in the past and really has nothing to do with the present. You can create something totally different in the present, especially if you stand in your power as a creator. Last episode, I also defined inspired and inspiration, as well as what it means to be a creator versus a manifester. I define inspiration as an experiential internal knowing. It's the moment when the soul or spirit sends you a clear message about where to focus your attention, what action to take, or what to create. Inspiration is having experience of your spiritual nature guiding your human nature. Now, manifester. Someone who has the ability to materialize or represent something in visible, outward, perceptible form through a cult phenomenon. Okay. Creator, however, is someone who creates, usually by bringing something new or original into being. To me, that feels way more doable to be a creator than to be a manifester, because then I have to know something about this occult phenomenon, right? I have to be able to create that. Plus, I believe you have an inherent ability to create because you were born a creator. You create consciously, subconsciously, intentionally, unintentionally. And when you remove the blocks to achieving your spiritual and physical potential, your human potential, you open to your true power as a deliberate, intentional creator. We covered a lot in the last episode, didn't we? So that episode was foundational. And again, go back and listen to it, but let's keep going and talk about how you become an inspired creator and create what matters to you. As I said earlier, you become an inspired creator by using the inspired creator method. That's creation method. Sorry, that's what we're talking about today. Sorry. I have to take a little drink of water. And before we go on, a little check-in, okay? So sometimes I find that people have some objections to all of this stuff I'm teaching you. So I'm wondering, are you finding it hard to believe you created the things in your life that you don't want or like? What if those things or experiences are meant to help your human self learn lessons? Sorry, there's like another call coming in. I need to let it go away. I think we're good. So what if those things or experiences that you're having in life are meant to help your human self learn lessons? What if your soul decided before taking a body what it would experience? You know, what experiences it would have in this lifetime? And if you don't buy any of that woo-woo stuff, which I kind of doubt since you're here, on News for the Soul. But what if your subconscious thoughts and your beliefs and identity are creating those things? And we know that to be true because psychological studies have proven it. And Carl Jung aptly said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it's going to direct your life and you're going to call it fate. You'll call it fate, destiny, someone else's fault, circumstances. But it's your unconscious thoughts and beliefs and identity they're creating. And that's still you. So I also wonder if you're struggling to believe you can create a new identity or don't feel worthy of being a creator. After all, that sounds a lot like playing God, does it not? But what if you're here to evolve to the point that you become like God in the sense that you create for your highest good and the highest good of all? And what if that is your soul's purpose or part of your evolutionary process? And what if that is just who you are and you've covered up your true identity with layers and layers of programming and beliefs based on your experience in the past? It's true because that's what happens. I'm also wondering whether you're thinking that you tried changing your thoughts and your beliefs and your ways of showing up in the world and found it too difficult to do consistently. Why would anything I'm telling you be any different? What if everything else hinged on your identity and your ability to tap into spiritual guidance, not mental guidance? Identity is the genesis of everything you think and believe and your habits and responses. What if you had to learn all that, go through all those things to get to this point and learn what you're learning in today and in my last episode, these last two episodes. What if you had to lay that groundwork? It's 100% possible, even likely. And are you feeling challenged to believe that being an inspired creator is going to make it possible for you to create what matters? You've tried all the law of attraction stuff and still couldn't manifest anything? What if you aren't a manifester? What if you're a creator instead, as I said? What if the vision boards and creative visualization and other stuff only work if you stand in your power as a creator or an inspired creator? That's the difference, or it has been for me. Hanging on to old thoughts and beliefs and interpretations based on the past creates more of the past and stops you from taking responsibility. Your brain does not want you to let go of your old beliefs or who you've been to date. It doesn't want you to believe you created anything. Then you might create something new, and that's scary. Your brain thinks that's scary. But if you approach what you're learning with an open mind in the present without the old stories, you allow in possibility, the possibility that what you are learning can actually work. And that is 100% possible 100% of the time. All of this is 100% possible 100% of the time if that's your belief. But it has to be your belief. All right, so what does alignment mean? So we're talking about aligned expression. Alignment means arrangement in a, here's a definition, arrangement in a straight line or in a correct or appropriate relative position, in a position of agreement or alliance, the act of aligning or state of being aligned. So what about just to align? What does that mean? To arrange groups or forces in relation to one another, to be in or come into precise adjustment or correct relative position, to bring into line or alignment. So aligned expression, it means, you know, we're talking about alignment with your identity as a creator, with that identity, I am a creator, or with any other identity you choose that's going to help you create what matters, because I am a creator is the umbrella, but if you want to be an author, for instance, you also need to have the identity of I am an author or I am a writer. So you're bringing your thoughts and beliefs and words and actions and habits and responses, your way of showing up in the world, into line with your identity, with who you are. So to create what matters, you have to align your thoughts, beliefs, values, and actions with your identity as a creator. First and foremost, you're a creator. Adopt that identity first. Then, if you have goals and aspirations, you might have to also adopt identities that help you achieve those goals and rise to those aspirations. So you might have to claim, I'm an author, or I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm a business person, or I'm an artist, or I'm a volunteer, or I'm the head of a foundation, whatever it is for you. Okay, so this might seem a little simplistic, but what does expression mean? I want to be very clear about these things. It's the process of making known one's thoughts or feelings, an act, process, or instance of representing a medium, something that manifests, embodies, or symbolizes something. And so what does it mean to express? To give expression to the artistic or creative impulses or abilities of oneself. Okay, so, hold on. So we want you to express yourself, all of who you are. Okay, in that one definition it says, of expression, it says an act, process, or instance of representing in a medium. So what does a medium mean? Medium is your words, your posture, your body, your actions. It's your human form. How are you expressing in a human form? And you create, again, I prefer that word over manifest, and embody your identity. That's what makes you authentic, congruent with who you are. You express who you are, and your gifts and your creative impulses come from inspiration, being inspired, being in spirit, being spiritually guided. So you express your soul's desire in your creative nature. You be who you are, a creator. Okay, so when we're talking about aligned expression, one of the first keys or pieces of the puzzle is to really get that you're spiritually guided. Everyone is intuitive. Intuition is your soul speaking to you. It's your soul's language. Spiritual guidance tells you what to create. It directs you towards what to create. So you need to pay attention to your intuition. Intuition is the ability to know something without any proof. Something, you know, sometimes known as a gut feeling or instinct or the sixth sense. It can come in the form of sudden, mysterious impulses toward a particular decision, like I just know I can trust this person or I can't trust this person. I shouldn't walk down this alley alone. It's time to leave this job. There's evidence to suggest that intuition can be developed and improved through practice and experience. So, you know, you could try the simple practice of getting quiet each morning and asking, what can I know today for my highest good and the highest good of all? What's the one thing I can do to move myself, my career, my health, or whatever forward today that's for my highest good and the highest good of all? Asking your soul to speak to you through intuition. You can also try writing it out, like with guided writing, or pay closer attention to those gut feelings or the soft whisper of guidance, even that, you know, book falling off the shelf, or 2 to 3 mentions of something in the day or two, you know, words on a license plate. You can have a journal where you track all of this. So you want to be your own spiritual guide and go inside rather than look outside. Because your soul's speaking to you, but you have to listen. And when you create what your soul desires, you'll create what matters. Right? And you need to be able to act on this intuition, this spiritual guidance. Because you're going to receive more intuition and spiritual guidance if you acknowledge that you received it and then you act on it. And you want to distinguish between spiritual guidance and brain guidance. Spiritual guidance is always going to push you to that uncomfortable edge, learning edge, growth edge. But it's your brain that's going to tell you not to do it. Intuition's going to say, go for it. Here's this thing, you know, or experience, you know, do this thing we're guiding you towards. And you're going to feel a little uncomfortable, and you might feel a little afraid, but the fear is probably going to come from your brain, from the reptilian part of your brain, and it's going to say, don't do that. Right? So you need to be aware of the distinction. And so, you know, it's important to just get quiet. And you might try just sitting in silence for a few hours. I was in a program where they require 4 hours of silence. That's a long time. That's not about meditating. It's just about being with yourself. And don't go looking for your spiritual guidance outside yourself. You know, I once told a teacher of mine, you know, that I wanted this flow of spiritual guidance coming into me. And my hand was up in the air and I was showing, you know, it's coming down from the heavens. And he said, no, that's your problem. You're not getting spiritual guidance because you're looking for it outside yourself. It's inside. Go inside. And know that your soul speaking to you probably just sounds like you. Why shouldn't it? It is you. And the things that matter to you feed your soul. They make your heart sing. They float your boat, jazz you. Notice when you feel those things and follow that guidance. Follow that guidance. And just remember, intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. Now, that said, don't understand it with your mind, right? You know it with your heart and your body and your soul, and you can't explain that. And don't think that you're the only one who doesn't receive intuitive information, because everyone does. And scientists say that intuition lives in the right hemisphere of the brain, or it's found there, like imagination, right? Creation, creativity. Yes, even creation, we see that that is in the right side of the brain. The right hemisphere of the brain is associated with creativity, emotion, intuition. Right? While the left hemisphere is associated with logic and reason. And research has shown that when people engage in intuitive thinking, there's an increased activity in the right hemisphere of the brain. evidence suggests that it's real, and it's an important aspect of our human cognition. There's actually a neurological basis for intuition. Now, some scientists believe that intuition operates through multiple regions of the brain. So, for instance, the hippocampus is involved in learning and emotion. It also plays a role in emotional processing. So scientists say it has a role in intuition. It's why you feel intuition in your body, and it's why you can hear, you can learn based on intuition or knowing. And there's the gut brain. Yeah, the gut has a brain, and sometimes intuition comes from a gut reaction. And emotions and intuition have a physical presence in our gut, which is often referred to as the second brain. That's lined with this network of neurons called the enteric nervous system, which is capable of sensing and reacting to its environment and independently of the central nervous system. So those gut reactions are also intuition, felt by that particular brain. And I just want to say that, you know, a lot of people think that spiritual experiences are to come with some, you know, some huge thing, like the booming voice, the sudden awakening. It is not always like that. It can be subtle. Yes, if your third eye suddenly opens and you see energy everywhere, auras, that can be a big deal, a huge experience. But if you're suddenly, you know, the same as if you're suddenly visited by ancestors or spirit guides, that's a bigger experience. But it can also be the still small voice speaking to you, sounding just like you. That's how I experience intuition and spiritual guidance most often. I ask and an answer comes, or I hear something, or there's a new thought or an inspirational thought, like create a page on your website for intuitive readings. I heard that many times until I did it. Or write a book about X, or send an email to this person. Sometimes it's a message I see, like on a license plate, or something on Instagram, or a book recommendation, something someone says, or something that's been repeated. If something's repeated more often than, you know, if it's repeated more than twice, I know that this is something for me. And when I don't listen, the messages get louder. It's like hail, right? So it comes down as rain, and it gets pushed back up, becomes ice, and gets bigger and bigger and bigger the more times it's pushed up into the clouds. And I always say, you know, we have cosmic hailstones. So if I don't listen, cosmic hailstones hit me. So like one time, my brakes gave out. You know, last summer I dislocated my shoulder. In December I broke my ankle. I see all of this as cosmic hailstones. Nina, you are not listening. So we are going to make sure that you pay attention. And you can avoid those situations. You really can. So I want you to just change your belief about spiritual guidance and affirm that you're spiritual guided. Pay attention to the nudges from your soul. Practice tapping into spiritual guidance. And then be inspired. This is the second part of this, is be inspired. We're connected to spiritual guidance at all times. And tapping into spiritual guidance is not an outward action. Your spiritual nature is one of evolution and growth. So I want you to pay attention to your internal knowing. Your internal knowing. And you just know something. And learn to tap into spiritual guidance. Don't just wait for it. So many religions want you to believe there's a separation between man and God or source or all that is, and it's not true. We're always connected. It's all one. We're all one. That's why tapping into your spiritual guidance or intuition is not about looking outward. It's about going inward. And then allow your spiritual nature to guide your human nature. Your soul is never going to ask you to do something that's truly frightening, that's something that really threatens your life. That's the difference, as I said, between brain and spiritual guidance. Your soul wants you to grow and evolve and become more conscious. So notice when you just know something, like I need to do X, or I should call Y, or now I know why that's the way it is or happened the way it happened. Find ways to tap into guidance. Guided writing, meditations, walking in nature, tarot cards, pendulum, whatever works for you. And when you need, you know, to do something and you're not sure, ask for guidance. Use your internal guidance system, your spiritual nature to guide you. Watch for the results. And I also want you to notice when you feel passionate. Passion is another sign of soul's guidance. The things you're passionate about probably matter to you, right? So follow the passion, and you're going to create what matters to you and bring you joy. And follow your sense of purpose or calling or mission. Purpose is another way your soul speaks to you. It's that sense of calling or sense of mission, and combine that with your passion and you get inspired. And talk to your soul. You know, my acupuncturist said to me, talk to your body. And I don't think it's a lot different. We forget to talk to our soul. So I want you to also think about changing how you get inspired. Go inward, follow your passion, do the things that light you up, allow your sense of purpose to move you, and be inspired by the possibilities of what you can create. And then we get to another puzzle piece, which is to be authentic. Be authentic. Creating what matters allows you to be authentic. Expressing your spiritual nature creates alignment between body and soul, and authenticity allows you to drop old programming, beliefs, and identities. So learn to express yourself authentically in your home, at work, and how you dress, with the car you drive, and the music you listen to. But clear on what you want, not what you think you should want, or are supposed to want, or expected to want. Remove all those onion layers of old programming and beliefs and identities. When you create based on spiritual guidance, you're actually expressing authentically. There's no more authentic way to express. The same can be said of expressing as a creator. It's who you are. As long as you deny that identity, you aren't expressing authentically, but based on old programming, beliefs, and identities. And that's why you need to drop them. How do you do that? With personal growth. You can read books and take the online courses, but doing it alone it's hard to see your blind spots. So it's best to do with a coach or even in a group setting. That's how I had my big aha moment that led to saving my marriage and taking responsibility for what I was creating. You know, all of that came in group coaching because I couldn't see my blind spots. I needed somebody to help me. Really step into being a creator. Everything you do, say, wear, buy, design is an expression of your identity, yourself. So express authentically. You know, examine it all. Why do you wear your hair that way or wear those clothes? Why is your home decorated the way it is? Is that your choice? Your way of expressing? Okay. And be present, because it's in the present that we create. So you're going to change your approach to creation. You're going to create intentionally, create based on spiritual guidance, get deliberately inspired, be an inspired creator. And don't hide your magnificence and power. So to be an inspired creator, you have to change how you show up. You have to show up with aligned expression, which means being open to spiritual guidance, tapping into inspiration, expressing your authentic self. That's how you get inspired results. Inspired results, as I said, are your creations. They're your inspired creations. Okay, so I'm going to quickly go into the third pillar, inspired action. I think I have enough time to do that. And so what you need to know is that it's important to feed your soul. So this is another puzzle piece. Feed your soul. Your soul tells you constantly what it's hungry for. And your job is to fulfill its order, to follow your intuition and purpose and passion. So pay attention to any and all spiritual guidance. And I'm going to go with this feeding metaphor. So plan meals around your values, what's important to you, right? And if something matters to you, know that that's food for the soul. If something makes your mouth water, it's worth tasting. If you're passionate, excited, inspired, and motivated, that's the fire to create your soul food. And prioritize. So we can only have one priority, the one thing that's important to us. Prioritize feeding your soul, or prioritize, you know, one value. It's not that the other things don't come into play, but they're not the most important ones. So be sure you're prioritizing feeding your soul. So to feed your soul, you have to keep what matters to you forefront in your mind and your actions. You have to allow yourself to be fed by beauty, art, music, nature, love, passion, and the urgings of your soul. Allow desire to be a rocket launching your soul-inspired creations. And then another puzzle piece is to move forward consistently. Stay on purpose. Take soul-aligned steps. Move forward despite your circumstances. And that means taking breaks from creating taking a break from when you have setbacks, right? Take a little break and actually realign yourself with what really matters to you. I had to do this during the time I was promoting the Inspired Creator Community with this masterclass. I had to say, but what really mattered to me was getting this proposal to someone on time. And I didn't feel like I had the time to do that. But I just stopped and said, I can create that. I'm a creator. I can create the time to get this out. And I did. Your sense of purpose is going to help you feel compelled to move forward. Okay, so just remember that your purpose is going to move you forward. And continuously ask your soul or spiritual guidance system, what's the next step for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned? And don't let circumstances get in the way of completing the smallest viable step forward, right? So you can always take some sort of step, always. So, you know, get out of the pressure cooker energetically and drop the frustration and belief that you can't create what matters right now. It's the only way you will create what matters is now in the present. And keep your promises to yourself. Be self-integral. If you say you're going to take a step forward, take it. So to move forward consistently, commit to creating what matters and develop your self-integrity. Look at your life to see what you're committed to. You can see it all around you. All you got to do is look and you know what you're committed to. If you haven't created what's important to you, then you aren't committed to it. It's just plain and simple. You aren't committed to it. And the only way you're going to keep those commitments is if you keep your promises to yourself, if you have self-integrity. Okay, and the last piece here with inspired action is to be courageous, because courage is bold action. So you have to trust your spiritual guidance system and act, take bold action on what it's asking you to do. Remember, creation is an action. It's not something you just sit back and expect to happen. So be prepared to act before you're ready, because the action is what develops courage. And be willing to be uncomfortable. And know that trust in your intuition and your spiritual guidance system is built over time. You take actions and you see what happens. And you begin to trust that it's all working out for your highest good. The more you trust your intuition and act on it, the more intuitive messages you're going to receive. So make sure you're taking that action. Do something. So to be courageous, take the bold action based on your spiritual guidance system, your spiritual GPS, and don't let your brain convince you that action is dangerous. Ask your soul, what is my next authentic soul-aligned step? And be willing for your results to be different than expected. But to be an inspired creator, you have to take inspired action. You do it by feeding your soul, moving forward consistently, and being courageous. And always know that it's 100% possible, 100% of the time. So you have 9 pieces of the puzzle to being an inspired creator. We talked about thoughts and beliefs and identity. We talked about spiritual guidance, inspiration, authenticity, feeding your soul, taking action, and courage. It's enough to get you started. Of course, there are more pieces to the puzzle, but we don't have time to go into those. As it is, I've run a little longer than I wanted to. But know this, the creator mind, aligned expression, and inspired action form the pillars of the inspired creation method. And each pillar is nuanced, but they're essential pieces, right? Essential pieces. I could go into other pieces of it, but we really don't have the time. So I'm going to transition and begin going to questions. So my last session was pre-recorded. I'm hoping I can get all this in here soon. So anyway, the last session was pre-recorded. I had a couple questions emailed to me after that episode, so I'm going to answer those first. And then if you have questions or you want to come on the air with me, Now is the time to make sure the peeps at News for the Soul know that. So last time, Sarah in New York asked, I always get stuck in the planning phase. I get stuck in my head, thinking of details and trying to get my ducks in a row first. As a result, I've never launched. What can I do to get out of this pattern? Sarah, you can never have it perfect. The timing's never just right. No, everything happens in divine timing for your highest good and the highest good of all concerned. With that said, you're overthinking, and that comes from a lack of confidence. So to get out of the pattern, you have to declare that your planning is done and just take action, right? Think of tech companies. They release their products and discover glitches later, like the iPhone, right? A new one comes out, there are always glitches. So decide on an action that you're going to take to move forward, any action, small or large, and then take it, commit to it, and have the self-integrity to keep your promise to yourself. So just decide to launch. Just say, I'm launching now, and take the first step. You can have that plan, but at a certain point, you got to decide the plan is finished. Okay, Danielle in the UK, I appreciate this information. I admit I often struggle to put things into 3D forward movement. I often procrastinate, and I don't know why. Any advice that you have would be much appreciated. So procrastination is all about fear. It's avoidance of something you don't want. So you can read my blog post that was released today. Just go to ninaamir.com/ATSMM. It stands for As the Spirit Moves Me, or just go to the site and click on the tab that says blog. There's also a YouTube video if you prefer. It's at the bottom of the post. And you can always go to ninaamir.com/YouTube. But basically what I said is if you're a procrastinator, you're going to delay all kinds of things, right? And the impact's always the same. You know, your productivity plummets and your self-esteem and self-trust and self-confidence decline. But if you throw in a little necessity into the mix, you're going to break the cycle of procrastination. Necessity is the state or fact of being required or indispensable. And you feel necessity when you must or you need to do something. Necessity provides that sense of urgency, pushing you to act quickly, even if you don't want to. So use necessity. How can you feel a higher degree of need or urgency? Focus on benefits. What good comes out of doing the task now, not later? Or focus on negative consequences, what you want to avoid. You don't want these things to happen, so you're going to take some action now. And stop identifying as a procrastinator. Don't allow that to be your identity, because if it is, your habits and mindsets are going to flow out of that, and you continue to not take 3D forward movement. So be someone who's productive, or be someone who takes prompt action. Okay, Nicole says no question yet. So I'm going to assume that's still the case. I tried to hurry so I could get some more questions in there. So I don't see anything in my email that's new. So I guess I will just move on. So in my last episode and this one, well, not this one, in my last two episodes, I shared about the Inspired Creator Community's new focus. And that started the first week of March. The Inspired Community, I'm always telling you about the Inspired Creator Community, but now it's a six-month-long container, a community of people who all want to create what matters to them, who want to be inspired creators. They want to follow their intuition and still small voice of their souls and courageously take action on their spiritual guidance and create the things that matter most to them. Now, Inspired Creator Community still focuses on personal and spiritual growth, even though I have changed the curriculum. These are the key pieces to the puzzle of learning to step into being a creator and getting inspired. Remembering to access your intuition and spiritual guidance, you have to work on yourself, right? Now, if you didn't join the Inspired Creator Community before March 4th when the doors closed, I just want to say here, only in this community, that your chance is not gone forever. You have two choices. One is you can get on the waiting list, and you can do that at ninaamir.com/ICC Wait 2024. ICC is Inspired Creator Community. So if you go to ninaamir.com/ICC Wait 2024, you can just get on the wait list, and if and when I open the doors again, which probably will be in 6 months, you'll be on the wait list. If you really feel like you have to join now, like you missed the boat and you really want to get on it, you can't wait 6 months, And again, I'm hoping that's what I'm going to do, is open the doors in 6 months, but I can't be sure. Then I want to honor your intuitive urge to become an inspired creator. Members are in week two starting today, but you can catch up on week one, and the replays easily. It was only 1 week. So I'm going to allow two more people to join from this show, from News for the Soul, from this show. If you mention you heard about this final opportunity here on News for the Soul, you can do that. You just send me an email at nina@ninaamir.com or email the station like you would with a question, and I'm sure Nicole will send it on to me. And just mention the show and that you want to get in the door. But you're going to need to do that before Wednesday. Today's Monday, the 11th, so you need to do that by the 13th of March, because we have a session on the 13th of March. So really by, Wednesday morning, I need to have heard from you, and I will let you in, okay? Just mention the show, and I'll let you in the door. So again, just email me, right? That's what I said. Email me or get on the wait list. If you don't feel like the Inspired Creator community is right for you, there are other ways to work with me. One is, with what I used to call my Inspired Results coaching, basically transformational coaching. And this is one-on-one private intuitive transformational coaching. You can purchase one session or four. These are more spiritually oriented. I use my intuition. Sometimes I pull cards, use my pendulum. It's a bit like life coaching, but I try to be more results oriented with it, kind of more hard hitting, trying to help you get inspired results, helping you step into being a creator. So if that's what you want, it's a great, great opportunity. Just go to ninaamir.com/TC, like transformational coaching, all caps. The other thing is that most of you know I've been certified by the High Performance Institute as a certified high performance coach. The Institute was founded by Brendan Burchard, who coached me, who did the trainings for me, certified me, and I've been a coach since 2015. In conjunction with my intuition and experience, I deliver this world-class, science-backed, proven curriculum to clients. There are 48 sessions total. We start with 12 sessions at a time, usually delivered over 6 months. So if you're familiar with Brendan and have wanted to get coached in his methodology, then this is for you. And you can go to ninaamir.com/CHPC, Certified High Performance Coach, CHPC, all caps. I'm currently looking for three more people for a certified high performance coaching group. I have two people ready to go. I need a few more to make it affordable for everyone. So the price gets cut, gets divided by the number of people in the program. So if that interests you, email me or the station at nina@ninaamir.com with the word interested in the subject line and mention my show here, and I'll actually give you a 30-minute intuitive reading as a bonus, okay? I do offer intuitive readings at ninaamir.com/intuit. I didn't mention that if you were interested in the Inspired Creator community and the price put you off, there are three payment options. And so, when you reach out to me, I will share that information with you. All right, so please follow me on social media. Just search for Nina Amir or Inspiration to Creation Coach, you'll find me. I want to thank you all for listening today. And until I talk to you next, go out there and achieve more inspired results by creating yourself, your identity, and your life intentionally by being a creator. Talk to you next time.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.